Hey, this is Karina, and this is the Mood Lab podcast. I'll share with you my personal stories, learnings, and philosophies, as well as those of the people who inspire me. We'll cover topics ranging from self-intimacy, tantra, and emotional embodiment, to nutrition and movement, to business, leading a team, and so, so much more. Expect to be inspired, laugh, and learn. And because this one has to be short and sweet, let's dive right in. So yesterday I actually introduced you to my main job. So the job I'm literally working in at least 40 hours per week. And yeah, just my little startup life basically. And in this episode, I really just want to dive a bit more into what I'm doing on the side. And I hope that I can get to how I'm doing it all. Because this is the question that I'm asked most often, honestly. This is the question that always comes up with my colleagues, with friends, and just everyone, literally, and people I meet. Or it comes up in a way of like, oh, you're so busy. But well, so let me just take you on a little ride here. So on the side, obviously, I have my Instagram. I do love creating content. I actually am not stressing much about my Instagram anymore. I did do stress about it at one point. I started it really young. I started, when Instagram probably was like just becoming a little bit more well known. That's when I started. So it must have been many, many years ago. And it has been part of my life since then. And I had periods where I was a fashion blogger and I was going to fashion shows and I did those outfit clothing collaborations. I did skincare collaborations and it was a really fun time, but at that point in time I wasn't good. I wasn't well mentally, so I struggled so much with creating that content. Even though I kind of wanted to, it was so hard because when I had to take pictures, I didn't feel well and so on and so forth. I had eczema, I had to cover it up. I felt like I need to, I just felt like it needed to be perfect. I felt like I needed to have a new outfit on every picture. And I am so far, I've come such a far way since then. I'm so far removed from that self. And it is so funny how this person has literally grown up, I would say, and just grown with everything that has been there along the way. And also, I have become the healthiest version of myself that I've ever been in my entire life. I've been a kid that was always sick. I've been a teenager who was always sick. And I was a student who was always sick and I had so many issues physically and mentally, and by now I'm so grateful for where I am at right now, and I haven't ever felt more radiant and more, just more healthy and more vibrant than I'm feeling now. So I'm so, so grateful for that. And so, but what I actually wanted to get into is the things I'm doing on the side right now. So this is obviously, like I said, Instagram. I'm doing this podcast. I've committed myself to publishing an episode every single day. I already shared this with you in one of the last episodes. So I want to get to 100 at least. And I have no idea what I got myself into here. But so far I'm pulling through. And I actually have a lot of fun doing that. And I literally took out the pressure and I'm trying to put in the organization everywhere, literally. And every day I'm trying to have those routines just in place to make me feel good. So I'm so grateful for that morning meditation. I'm so grateful for that little movement practice. And honestly, it is nothing that is like overdone or anything, because It is so easy to do a 5 to 15 minute meditation in the morning. It is so easy to put your legs up on the wall doing that. It is so easy to go on a mat, start with a 10 minute workout, and if you feel like, okay, I can do more after that, you can add on another 10 and you can add on another 10 and you're done with it. Like, there is so many studies and so many, just not even studies, but you cannot, you notice in your body that those 10 to 30 minutes are such a game changer. And if one day you don't really have time to work out, then okay, either you have like your rest day on that day, or you really do those quick 10 minutes and it's totally fine, or you go for a walk and you go out into nature, so important. And having those things in place make it possible for me to show up for the things I love, to show up for the job that I'm so happy to be in, and to show up for those little, yeah, just little projects that I have running on the side. And right now I'm creating this company with my brother. I'm so excited about. I'll tell you more about it as soon as I can. Like right now we're really in the baby shoes, so we are literally currently deciding on the packaging, and we already got the inside decided on. So it's going to be hair products, just to let you know. And yeah, we're just still very much at the beginning of the process. We are calculating what packaging we can afford so that we can sell the products to you in an affordable price as well. It's just so interesting. And the thing is, you know, this is not for everybody. Like, not everybody wants to do this. But for me, this is one of the most fun and playful things to do. I so thrive in creating something. And I had lost my creativity this year for a couple of months in some ways. I was just feeling so uninspired, and this was before I was able to get back to my routines. I kind of lost my routines for a while. It was after I was home from Sri Lanka that I just dipped into this hole. I was also sick with you know what, and after that I just felt like I'd lost my energy and my spirit for a while, and I had to just like get out of that rut, and I did it. I was able to do it. I worked with someone who helped me. I told you about that in another episode, and it is so beautiful to witness what we can do when we just help our minds and help our bodies, and when we do good for ourselves. And so honestly, it is so possible to do whatever you want to do. You just have to want it enough. Like, when you want to create something, there is no excuse, because it doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to be stressful. It can come out of that place inside of you where it's like, okay, I want to create. I want to create magic. I want to bring something, burst something into the world. And it really can come from your womb space, especially as women, we have such a strong connection, and men have that space as well. So actually it's called the Hara, and you can literally draw energy and draw inspiration from there. And it's such a beautiful thing to do. And the most important part in that is really be connected with that. So take deep breaths into your womb space to calm yourself and to get in touch with your creative power, or do some breath work where you really, yeah, focus on that space. And then from there, literally, things just start to unfold. And what I notice, obviously, and this is just such a important part in my journey, is when I'm not in a good place, I'm not able to do all of those things. And I'm just being as transparent as I can be. So the past couple of months before I got back into my routine, so it was March, April, and part of May, I wasn't able to do it all because I was just not in a good space. But in those months, for example, now the past couple of weeks, and also the months before this little dip that I had, it is so possible when you're in a good headspace to do whatever you desire. And that is such an important thing to know, because You won't be able to push and pressure yourself into something when you do not have the energy. And I can tell you, I have not figured out yet if it's possible to keep it as a constant, to always be in that state. I don't think so. I think we will always have those resting, withdrawing phases, and we will have those energized, powerful phases. But I feel like, and this is something that I feel like is true for myself and probably everybody, we will be able to have certain structures in place that will make it possible to even show up for ourselves on those days where we feel less energized. And this is something that I'm still working on, that I'm still trying to figure out. And I will tell you, as soon as I have the next couple of down days, probably, how I'm dealing with those. Because right now, as you know, I'm taking you on a journey here. I am recording literally every single day. So you will know about it because I will share it with you. And this is what I committed myself to. And this is another thing. A lot of things are about commitment. Because I could be lacking. I could be like, well, I'm just not going to do this. And as long as things aren't routines or habits yet, it's so easy to not do them. It's so easy to say, oh, I'm just going to skip my meditation this morning. I just don't feel like it. Why not just waking up and just doing something else or opening up Netflix or whatsoever? Or, yeah, just... It's as it is with those routines, it's also with other things. It's like, well, I'm just not going to show up for my clients today. Ugh, I'm just not going to show up for my team today. I'm just not going to show up for all those things that inspire me today, because it is a decision. And until it becomes so ingrained that you do not even think about it anymore. And that is just something that we all have to be so aware of. So it is so important to make those beautiful decisions for yourself if you want to. It is all up to you. Literally, your life is completely up to you. Your every day is completely up to you. If you wanna dip your hand into like a greasy, unhealthy snack box or like chips or whatever, every single day, it's completely freaking up to you. And this is so important to know, because we make the decision until it is a habit. And that is just something that for me is so inspiring, so eye-opening. And this is why I'm sitting here, this is why I'm talking to you. And this is all I wanted to share with you today. I hope you have an inspiring day. And I hope that you will tune in tomorrow again. And I hope if you haven't listened to the past episodes that you will dive into those little nuggets, because I think, they really explain a little bit about my background, about my days. And I thought they were also kind of fun and sweet and short. And so, yeah, have a beautiful day.